people. Some people would take, unhitch their horse too. That was something else.
Yeah.
Unhitch their horse and they had a chain. They'd tie a chain to it and make the horse pull it out the way.
They
pull pilings with horses and all that.
Yeah. When you were cutting a piece of wood, say, and you had to stand the piece of wood up, would you ever make them things kind of X-shaped frames that you would put the wood in?
To hold it?
Yeah, well, they're called
I don't know, but that's what we had to do when we was cutting, making them pickets, like I told you. We had to put two pieces like that to stand it up like to where we could work and make them pickets.
Oh, I see. You had to make a...
It'd be something like a horse or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, did you ever
drive it down in the ground, you know?
Yeah. Did you ever see them horses? Them, what do you call them things that you know, A-shaped frame? Type things, two of them, and a piece of wood between them?
Oh, yeah, I make them all the time.
Make
a wooden horse, like we call, like a work horse, you know?
Yeah.
Carpenter, when you're working carpenter work, you got to have one of them things.
Yeah.
Well, I got two or three of them made around here. I got one in my shed, I got one out there. When I work, every now and then I'll make one. I made one a while back out of real crystal and lumber and brought it over there to the hall, a 12 foot long.
To keep the hall?
From, yeah, to our Bi-Lifty Civic Club hall. Where we didn't, we put it there to keep from blocking the driveway. So I made one out of crystal. That thing stayed there for years, I'll bet you.
Yeah. Yeah, but Mr. Bud, what would you use to keep an axe sharp? Did you have any things you would use?
We had a grindstone.
Yeah.
I still got it. It's out there. It needs working on right now. So.
Yeah, and then things that you might use to kind of sharpen your knife.
Well, the old people always had all kind of old stones and all that.
Whetstone. Yeah.
I got all that. I was looking at that thing the other day. A termite got into that leg. It wasn't Chris ordered. It was my daddy's, and finally one day I took a notion to fix it up, you know, just in case I need it. But now, we don't use that no more now. If we want to sharpen a tool like that now, we'll go buy an emery wheel.
Yeah.
Electric motor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can't get it hot. You got to be dipping it in water all the time to keep from knocking the temper out of it.
Yeah.
But you can cut it down so much quicker. Well, you'd have to be grinding on that thing here half a day, man. You take a can and put a little hole in it with a nail, and then you take a little stick and you got it over that grindstone, and it's dripping water to keep it wet while it grinding it and sharpening it.
Yeah. Well. When you were young, when you were a kid, would y'all ever make any things to play on? Tell me about some of the things you'd make to play on.
We had all kind of things. We used to make wagons, little wagons.
Yeah.
And we didn't know how to buy a wagon them days. Shoot. We'd go out there and cut a tree down, and the best one we could find was like a gum tree.
Uh-huh.
A black gum tree, because when that dried, that'd get hard. And we cut us some blocks off of that and make wheels, and then we take a brace and bit and bore holes in it until we get it the size we want to, you know. And then I used to take some trees we got out here, like the yupon, I believe they call it, make them red berries, and I'd make my axle and then I'd put it dry. And boy, when that thing was getting dry, you talk about hard. Ooh, that thing was hard.
What did you ever make them things that?